republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Terry, I think I'll just turn this over to you.
The first group we're going to meet with is the Rec Board. Do you want to come on up? I'll go ahead and talk to the board about your budget. But if you want to come up here so you can answer questions or talk to them, you're welcome to. Yes, careful.
You can get more coffee before you get out here.
We're in the hot seat right away.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wish you would have
left that. Yeah. So my point is with the Rec Board, sheriff request went up some from the year before, and they also requested that their meal be go to half mill. If that happened, it would affect the rest of our mill too, because they all come out of the same 12. So we explained to them that we didn't really see that that was feasible right now. So what they did was they left, I think most of what they were requesting, most of what they were going to spend the same, and reduced their cash reserve by $30,000 so they could fund the projects that they wanted. So, and Monty, do you want to talk about what it was that you were wanting to increase the golf course part, or you're welcome to speak to that, anything that you want to say.
Karen, do we have a copy of this?
Yes.
I mean, a hard copy?
So,
yeah, it was in their museums and stuff.
Yeah, it's the very last page of keep going.
The very last page.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I have one. Right. Yeah, there we go.
Did that cover or anything? I just thought it was part of the.
Oh, sorry. No, it's just down at the bottom there. Yeah. Yeah. So all the boards are in one place.
So can you give us that summary again? You're saying the request went up by how much? In
it went up $100,000 from the year before, and it has to do with the golf course. And Lonnie, do you want to talk about that? What the increases were?
Yeah, we have two different budgets in here. In the recreation projects, the new projects, and then there's the annual commitments. The annual commitments, outside of cash reserve, is the one thing that we are committed to every year. We can't not pay the leases, the power bills, stuff like that. So what we did is trying to continue all the new projects, all the things that we're funding throughout the year, trying to hold the line there to be able to continue doing that. What we did was we took $30,000 out of our cash reserve to be able to keep the amount granted on the 2021 request. Which that has a increase of less than $26,000, but the annual commitments, we decreased it by the same.
Our overall budget is less than last year. If we were at 423,
And that includes taking $30,000 out of cash reserve.
Right.
Every year.
So your overall budget goes down.
Right.
Yeah. Not up $100,000. The request is up, but the amount granted
is down.
Mr. Chairman, I think I have to say that the recommendation from the clerk is down.
Yeah.
The request was up. Is that correct, Carrie?
Yes. They, Joel, you might need to turn that off for a second. Somehow a combination of all of my experience and feedback. I'll turn mine off if I need to. If you'll see on the column 2019-20, the amount granted was 146,912. And the request for this year was 246,167. And so they moved some things around in the top, took some off, added some here and there, which let me figure out what that increase was.
So to clarify, the 246 is what people actually asked us for, but then when the board went through them, they only granted 170.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so we weren't really, we didn't also ask the clerk for 100,000 more.
Okay, that was what was requested from your board.
From the people that you
Yeah,
that's what we stripped out of the request from all the pitches that we had.
Okay.
So their request was 170 compared to 146, and then they made up the difference so that it all be the same as the year before with using some money out of the cash reserve.
A
little less.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I think we touched on this last year, and it still kind of rubs me a little as we got the preschools, they're double dipping. I would like them to either be all in on ours, or does that make sense? We just granted preschools yesterday. We talked about preschools yesterday, but here they are again.
But I think this is, I'll let them explain that. But
yeah,
I think it's not a request in terms of equipment or whatever that they may need. Whereas preschool's request is what they need for the programs.
Yeah, the preschools are coming for what they deem as recreation projects, stuff that their kids are involved in recreation. So that's why they're coming to us for it. Not classroom supplies or teacher funding or anything like that, but actual outdoor recreation.
Right, I see that. Scooters, helmets, whatever.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in your cash reserves, am I correct that the ball fields in Big Piney have been non-existent? And so the money that you had allocated, let's say 3 years ago, for the ball fields, just you put it in cash reserves, you didn't.
It's in a reserve. We have a savings account.
Right.
We put that kind of money that we're still holding for those projects.
Okay.
But it's not included in this.
It's not included here. But I'm looking in the future.
Yeah, we have money in that account.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay. Sure.
One thing we did talk about was the income from the golf course, because you'll notice down here they pay these leases for the golf cart, and then they pay for the mowing and the sprinkler system and so I asked them about the revenue, and the revenue that they receive at the golf course pays for the person, right, to manage the golf course.
It pays for pro shop people, the course management, the utilities, the sand, the chemicals, all of the stuff that it takes to run the golf course, except for equipment.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Yes. Trying to be sorry for this. It said last year we budgeted or funded in that budget $41,500 for a mower.
That's correct.
And then that mower was purchased in state by maintenance. Is that
right?
We had so a little, what happened to that $41,000? Did it carry over or go to something else or what?
I'll have to look back. I think I don't remember if we reduced the budget or we just bought it. Do you remember, Betty?
It was
we talked about this when we met. And
yeah, it was approved on our budget, but then when it came time to actually purchase it, the money came out of the maintenance fund because there was some leftover money on that side, so that came out of there. And that was the debate where that mark was set, because if we take that $41,000 out of there, now our budget, our target budget's $105,000 -10%. All of a sudden, now we don't have any funded recreation projects, any new projects. We got annual commitments. We're already down considerably on what people come in to ask for in the first place, because we turned so many people away at this point. And this is part of what Carrie touched on in the beginning in the meeting with Carrie and Matt. My question was, is how do we increase our budget? Every year our budget is stripped down, pulled away. We have increasing projects going on. We've got more bike paths, we have more maintenance. Golf course is going to have projects coming along. We barely lift that thing along. We need new equipment. We've had him going to other facilities to use stuff because his stuff's so old and outdated, and we can't get the funding for that. So this is my two-cent pitch is, what are we doing to improve this area around here with oil and gas slowly going away? Are we spending any money on the front end to see the dividends on the back end? I think recreation is one of those most important things that we have for our community. So if we don't continue funding this stuff, they're going to keep going away. Bike paths are going to start getting damaged. Shelter Park, we're inheriting a lot of costs with that now because the system's getting about that 20-year mark. All those things are adding up, and that's going to keep continue taking away. We look at our budget for the last 20 years, and it's now, we added up the amount granted for the last 20 years, and we're now less than we were 20 years ago. So it's just my two-cent pitch on how, what can we do? I think the recreation side is really good for the community. We've got a lot of projects. We turned down a lot of people trying to do good things for this place. Golf course is one of the things that we own fairly string along, so I'm just trying to figure out how we can get some more support and continue these projects, especially as we bike paths and everything else kind of starting to go a little bit. It's my two-cent pitch.
Okay. I think we're all going to be facing more difficult decisions in the upcoming years. This year may be, this year will be easier than next year. I think we need to be prepared for the fact that there is going to be some budget cuts. The county itself is going to be facing some difficult decisions in terms of whether it's reducing personnel, reducing benefits, trying to maintain services, and I would imagine that we share some of the same challenges. I acknowledge that recreation is important. The county has responsibilities and maybe priorities that we're going to have to look at probably at a deeper level when it comes down to making those cuts. So I wish I could say there's hopeful news on the horizon for both of us, but I don't think that's going to be the case. I think we need to be prepared as we move into those
difficult times. We may not be able to provide the same services we once did. We're going to fight tooth and nail to try to maintain that. But in the end, we only have so much to work with. And, you know, it's been an ongoing theme throughout this budget week, not only with our departments, but the other entities, nonprofits, so on, because we're all in that same situation that we're going to be faced with making likely more cuts, not having, and there's going to be more requests, of course. The towns are down in revenues too. They're going to have increased requests from the counties, from the county to try to help make up for some of those. So that's my feeling, just like you to keep that in mind as well. Commissioner? I'm okay with this budget. I assume I don't hear any other concerns or comments.
Mr. Chairman, I also have no problems with this budget. My question is there are a lot of items here that are for the golf course. And so has there been any attempt to talk to the town of Pinedale about some help financially through their budgets for the golf course? There hasn't been at all. And they've not stepped forward to say, hey, maybe we can help you guys out, knowing that it is an expensive endeavor. There's no question about it. But it is a real asset for Sublette County. So something to think about in the future.
You can borrow Joel's side right there.
So it's on now, I can hear me.
Yeah.
So I know it's a little thing, but the annual commitments with the Pinedale Big Pine Ball Field lighting, I don't even think we're probably going to have lights out here at Pinedale. So if there's an opportunity to pull a little out of the budget, is that something that could be done?
We still have the lights in the Big Pine Ball Field.
No, I understand that.
No,
Mr. Chairman, there is new lights. They are in bid. They were an item of the electrical and lights. They're not utilizing the old lights because by the time they were 20-year-old lights, they were inefficient. By the time they pay someone to take them down and move them, you can buy new ones.
Whose responsibility is that going to be?
That is currently owned by the World Health Care Board. The old ball fields.
Yeah.
Yeah, for this season, yes.
Yeah.
And after that, then it'll all be negotiation.
Yeah.
I would think you
for this season the budget the power.
Yeah, because your season's now.
Yeah. I'll have no doubt. Hopefully, the new ones are more efficient.
Mr. Chairman, I guess the question is looking to the future. You guys are helping with the Dudley Key ball fields with the lighting, some other issues, I'm sure. But as the ball fields are moved and they now are, you know, equal to or better than what is on top of the field, they won't be coming to you guys for any money next year, I would think.
But we'll probably have to keep a little bit into the
new. Oh, absolutely. But I'm talking about the brand new fields that are going to take place between now and the beginning, hopefully between now and the beginning of next year. Okay.
In that process, I can almost promise you we're going to have to request help with pathways or grass or equipment. There's we're going to have people requesting help on those fields in the later.
Yeah.
Chris, I'm okay for this year, but with this, but we need to keep in mind next year and maybe the years after are going to get really bad. And in hindsight, if you go back 15 to 20 years, we had money running out of our ears, and we couldn't spend it fast enough. And so we, by spending on, we've obligated ourselves to maintenance activities that, how, what are we going to do to maintain what we have? You're talking about bike paths. And we built the bike path, we have plenty of money. When that breaks up and needs rebuilt, we don't know what we're going to do. Do we quit maintaining roads to build bike paths? Then the roads fall apart. So we're going to have some difficult decisions facing us another year. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll be back as soon as I can.
Just to piggyback off of Mr. Bowden, is that it's kind of my part of my new temptation. What are we doing, looking towards the future? I know that we all understand oil and gas is going to continue drying up. If we don't do anything, we'll become a former mining town that people are leaving. We can't make this place attractive and bring businesses here and get people to come here. Then our hands are going to be sticking out, and that budget's going to dry up every single year until we're trying to have enough. We're going to start looking forward and trying to figure out what we can do to offset that over the next 20 years as everything dries away.
I understand. Any other comments? I think the commission has responded favorably and they'll have a problem with your budget this year.
No, I understand that. I'm just trying to see. Just talking about what we're going to do from here forward.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate you understanding what's going to happen. Everybody has. They've been very good about this community of Big Piney Marbleton, Sublette County, understands we're in trouble. And we'll get through it. There's no question about it, but we'll all have to do it together. So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Operations down below, up $6,980 versus $7,768 last year. So overall, we're 7.7% of the last year's budget. Total request is $322,930.
They originally sent a budget to us for $316,080, and in visiting with the museum board, we found out that one of their cuts was a part-time person to mow the grass at the Green River Valley Museum. So we added that back in, but they initially did cut the 10%.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have no problems with this budget. I think this is a really a plus for Sublette County, both of these museums. So I think we need to keep them going as long as we possibly can.
I have no problem with the budget as well. Commissioner, do you have any questions or concerns? I think we're good. Yeah. Easy enough.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
That's a lot easier last year, huh?
Well, sure. That's an extra money last year. Yeah, all you're bad.
Good. It's just long. Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
I never get to see you, but I thought you might like to have that. When we are in Gordon, we'd hunt out tree claims. It's a proper body. Oh, my God. And it's an oldie. It's a broad body. So, that's when I could be. I thought you'd like it. Hey, thank you.
I think maybe we could recess for a short while.
Okay. Please turn your mics off
to
stay for that.
This is cool. This is a pop bottle that was made in my hometown because it says the Crawford Bottling Company. And I remember growing up where that bottling company was. I'll be. Huh. Shit.
How are you this
month? This is slow down. I mean, it's like for trade papers.
Oh.
For trade papers. Well, that's what Tom was asking. This one definitely is.
Not sure what
that
means.
Well, Sucker County bought the papers.
Garden supply the museum in the Carolina region.
But there's an agreement that the museum is not going to maintain because there are them. And that's all of that.
Is there that agreement?
Yeah, this is that agreement. What's in that? It was
how many
5 years and extended five.
And how many boxes for the house?
You know, Clint's here.
I mean, is it like a 10 by 10 room for them? Or?
Clint, if you've got a minute, please.
Is that what you're just trying to figure out where to help?
No, we're just trying to get the agreement redone because it's out.
Sounds like Matt Gaffney being on there.
I've talked to Matt later, John, earlier on.
Hmm?
I talked about Matt a little bit earlier on.
Yeah.
And the agreement probably has to be drawn up by the attorney.
Clayton here?
I don't think Matt was here earlier.
Well,
I was here about first round meeting.
Okay, that's good. Let me. You've talked to Matt, but it's more of an attorney thing, so we need Clay.
Well, to
renew the contract.
And get it set up so that we don't have to do this. I assume it's not going to change.
It doesn't appear to, does it?
Yeah, so, you know, we could make this thing easier for the future problems to work at.
Mm-hmm. Let's
anyway, if I can get some help with that,
I'll work on it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Do you have it with you, or is it in your truck?
It's right there.
You want to go? You want to go stretch your legs a minute, or you want to? If you don't want to do it right this
I'm
minute,
ready.
It's fine. Okay.
Where are we going? Well,
let's
can
go
I get
out.
To climb a tree and look like a monkey?
Yeah,
or what?
Let's do that.
How long before we reconvene?
We don't have anything scheduled until Tim Joe's on a conference call.
Okay.
So let's go.
All right.
having that, huh?
Right.
So, where would you like to go?
Gatorade. I just thought that was funny, like,
You have to.
So,
I grew up
Crofton address. This is Crofton address. And so it was called the Nash Finch Building. So that's an old.
Did you say 7.5 pounds?
What's that?
Did you say Nash Finch?
The Nash Finch Building.
Yeah, it's still
exists. Yeah, they had a huge building in that building. That's where his father's were made.
Yeah.
And it's got Crawford, Nebraska. So I got some guys from Crawford, Nebraska coming next week. I'm going to show them the model and see the charges to look at.
I like that it doesn't say what's in there. It just says 7.5 ounces.
7.5 ounces. Great knee high.
That's good.
Yeah.